The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 489.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a mompreneur, and I'm really excited to have her on today to share her tips and story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lisa Parker. Lisa, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
I'm feeling excellent today. I'm actually logging in from Singapore. Thank you for having me on this show, Sheena. I feel most privileged to be online and sharing people some of my journey. Just a little bit about what I do currently is basically I'm often defined as a mompreneur. So I'm actually a mother raising three children who's now 10, 8, and 6. But although I was a mother a long time ago, it's only about 6 years ago that I started venturing into entrepreneurship. And surprisingly, what started from a stay-at-home mom doing business at home, it turned out to be a global company, and I have over 300 employees today and scaling in across 17 countries.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Lisa, what's your cultural background?
I'm actually Malay, but you know, Singapore is relatively a young country. So my parents were both the first generation of that ethnicity. My father is from Indonesia by roots and my mother is from Malaysia. But I've always been a Malay Muslim growing up in Singapore in a modern city life. But I guess that's about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
One of the very famous quotes by the writer of Harry Potter. I absolutely loved her character, even though I don't really read Harry Potter, but it applies, her quote actually applied to both personal and professional perspective. It basically says that if you live your life so cautiously, you basically don't really live it. And by that means that you fail by default for not adventuring or venturing into things to discover yourself. And which is true. If we have been so cautious in, you know, trying out new things or progressing as a person, we realize that we've always been the same person doing the same thing. We're actually not growing at all. And therefore, like what she said, we fail by default.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there who kind of play it safe, right? Because they're too afraid of, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen, not realizing that they can actually switch that thinking and ask themselves, like, what's the best thing that can happen? So I really love that quote that you mentioned from Harry Potter. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, actually, self-confidence is basically believing more in yourself than what others think of you or others say about you. Honestly, whether you're talking about being a parent, a mother, or you're venturing into a new hobby, or whether you are learning a new skill, you're testing your limits, or you're venturing into a business, regardless, all of this, okay, requires you to believe in yourself more than the negativity or the discouragement around you, because only you know your capabilities best. So don't let other people dictate your decision or run your life for you, because you owe that to yourself.
Thanks for that great definition. It's so true, right? Sometimes we get so caught up in what other people think of us, not realizing, like, it's just their perception. And, you know, you can learn to let it go, or, you know, there's two choices, right? You can learn to let it go or let it get to you. But the more you let it go, the more free you are and the more you can be your true self. So thanks for sharing that. And Lisa, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, actually, just to let you know that currently I'm quite a public figure online where I share a lot of knowledge. Also my daily activities and journey and entrepreneurship. Surprisingly, before I actually gained that self-confidence, because I was a stay-home mother for literally 7 years. So I'm not the kind of person who would, you know, take selfies or do any posting or whatsoever on any social media. I'm not open to connecting to people only because I felt that I wasn't good enough for people to be connected to. I felt that I was timid. I didn't have much confidence, low self-esteem. So that was my life. I was pretty much cooped up at home, raising children on a daily basis. And even though we are all exposed to social media, I wasn't as actively online or engaged with people beyond who I can see. So online presence was pretty much gray, and I wasn't venturing into a lot of things as I do today because of that lack of confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I always see your social media posts, especially on LinkedIn, sharing your story. And, you know, sometimes we feel like we don't have a story to share to the world, or our story doesn't matter. But it's like you never know who you can inspire, right? I mean, if there's one person that you can change your life, I mean, that's more than enough because you never know who they can inspire at the same time. So, you know, it's always great to share stories. You know, I think everyone's story is always, you know, important because they can bring something to the table that's totally different from everyone else. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you are more than enough to go out there, create, you know, all these global companies, share your life, share who you are? What was that aha moment?
Well, actually, it started out with a personal blog. Before I ventured into business, I love to share about parenting and motherhood and how much I love being a mother and raising children. So I started my personal blog where I started writing, although I wasn't as good as I am today. So back then when I just started writing and I thought nobody would want to read it. So my aha moment is when I started to realize over a short span of time, people were following, subscribing, reading, commenting, and sharing my posts. And I realized that I have a skill to resonate with people in terms of my writing as well as my content with experience sharing. And B, I guess probably that people could find a connection with me. And as long as I'm open to connect with them, it could be a long-term sustainable relationship despite it being virtual. So after I realized that, I started to test myself a little bit more. I took up some online courses to improve my writing. And then I start writing about a variety of things. On top of parenting and motherhood, I start writing about business. I start writing about spirituality. A woman loves stories and novels. And then I realized that it attracts sometimes the same type of person or a different kind of group. But regardless, it was the only medium that actually wins people and make them linger around you for a very long time. Better than any promotional gimmick, better than any graphic design, better than any animated videos. Writing is one of the most powerful tools, I realized it, and I implemented it into my businesses that allowed it to scale because we connect with people and then we build that relationship through writing.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's a great story that you share. And, you know, it's so true. Writing really does connect with people, especially when you're just, you know, your true self, you know, when you have vulnerable days, but learning to come out of it and sharing your experiences. It's what people crave for, right? It's like, you know, sometimes television is so great because they share stories that people can relate to. And, you know, because of your realizations and being able to share who you are and your stories, what's your life been like now?
So right now, I think since the writing, I couldn't help writing. To be honest, every day, I actually dedicated more than about 3 hours a day just to write. And some point I did got out of things to write that I actually offer my services to write for other people. But I do select the content. So I've been writing for CEOs, founders, startups in terms of their VC deck, their corporate portfolio, their structure of their companies, as well as the content for their normal day-to-day posting on LinkedIn. So that has really changed, that what I thought was impossible to do has become my career, not only for my current companies, but to help other companies. And I see those benefit on a daily basis on what it brings them and what it brings me. And now it becomes so part of me that I could not imagine not doing it. I find so much peace in doing it. And I do it so seamlessly that it takes me far less time to come up with a article of content sharing.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great. You know, like you love what you do and it shows, right? Like I've read some of the posts that you have and it really shows that you love writing and you love sharing your story. And it doesn't even become work for you, right? It's just because you love it so much. People can see it, people can feel it. And even if it's online, like you mentioned, like, you know, you can still make great connections online. And this is a great thing about the internet. And, you know, it's great that you're out there just sharing who you are, sharing what you're all about and helping people along the way. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, actually, I want to let people know that all of us have strengths and weaknesses. As much as we want to highlight our strength, okay, to use it to pursue greater things for ourselves, we should not be too harsh on ourselves by penalizing ourselves for our mistakes or for the things we're not good at yet or just our weakness. All of us have it. So as long as we focus more on the things that we do best to do better, and not so much on the weaknesses to hold us back from pursuing our strength, we should be fine and we'll eventually find that confidence. As well as confidence is accelerated with positivity. And you decide as a person, you have the power to decide who stays in your environment to continue passed on positive vibes to you. So as soon as you get into contact of people who are doing otherwise, pumping negativity, condemning what you do, or being discouraged to what you want to do, I suggest to subtly eliminate these people from the network while you are still trying to find yourself and at a fragile stage. Eventually, when you're very confident, these negative people no longer matters. But in the beginning, while you're trying to find yourself, it's best not to let anybody interfere in that affairs.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And, you know, I love that how you mentioned, you know, about strengths and weaknesses, because we're so, like you mentioned, we are really harsh on the things we're weak at, but not realizing like it's a part of us. And instead of being too harsh, we just learn to embrace it and yeah, focus on doing it better or how we can solve it or maybe outsource it, right? So I really love that you mentioned that. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work or your writing, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Well, actually, I am on Facebook, Lisa Parker. So as well as I'm on LinkedIn as well under Lisa Parker. So over there, you find a variety and constant sharing of LinkedIn, I mean, in articles, as well as posting meant to inspire, to lead, to guide, and to share knowledge each and every day.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lisa, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lisa's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Lisa for taking the time today out of her busy schedule to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.